Hello there, everyone. This is your editor, Sean, just jumping in to give you a quick little update before you get into this beautiful prologue for Eevee. Unfortunately, we did have a small issue with the audio track for the player, so we had to pull the audio from the stream version that we recorded. As such, there is a constant backing track. You will hear that music throughout the entire episode. There are a few moments where it might cut out kind of jarringly. That's just because those are sections we had to cut because, you know, it wasn't worthwhile to leave in the show. Just some technical things we had to work on. But all of the actual session and information about the character is still here. The issue has been updated, and the next episode has everyone's audio working perfectly fine. So this should be the only time this happens. Fingers crossed. But yeah. I hope you enjoy meeting Eevee. So, Sarah. Ooh. Welcome to my game, my little jigsaw puzzle trap I've trapped you all in.
Character oubliette.
So, before we get started on the actual session zero, I've been having everyone introduce themselves to the audience, just where they can find you, the player, before we introduce you, the character. If you'd like to do that, you can go ahead and do it now.
Absolutely. Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm Sarah's Coffee pretty much everywhere on the internet. I am a TTRPG player, designer, general enjoyer, and community manager. Happy to be here.
Hell yeah. So, don't mind me. It was Father's Day and I got a little bit of a sunburn. You can see where my glasses were. So if I turn this way,
yes.
Don't be afraid of mine.
You've got a speed stripe.
I'm Two-Face from Batman.
Oh, no.
Anyways, now we are going to dive into your character, who is currently Nameless's story. As we descend over the city of Abaddon, would you care to tell me where your character is located early in the morning?
Early in the morning, they can be found in a lot of different places, but specifically today, I think they are wrapping up an overnight session in one of the records rooms in the Capitol Quarter. They are, as a result, they don't look like themselves. In fact, they look completely like somebody else who resides in this town and are deep in the pages, as it were.
Okay. What exactly were they researching or looking up, reading into? Is it just general information, or was there something specific they were searching for?
I think something that has really been catching their interest lately has been the high stress and high-paced, action-packed information of the local laws and ordinances of the cities in this countryside.
Dude, that's some hot goss.
Kind of sick.
Yeah.
They really don't research Abaddon's because they've done a lot of that already, but I think in regards to certain things that they're trying to achieve right now, they're taking a refresher through all of Abaddon's historical laws and current ones.
Very interesting. Go ahead and roll me an investigation or history check.
It would be my greatest honor.
Oh my goodness, first roll.
You know what would be so funny
if, you
if
roll
I
like
forgot
a one.
Dice.
Oh no.
I got one.
That would have been really embarrassing. I wasn't going to say anything.
It was so bad. What am I rolling again?
History or investigation, whatever you prefer.
History or investigation.
A smart of you.
I will do history.
Nice.
Bonk. Oops. I rolled a 9.
A 9
so
is
that
not
is
super chill.
A 17.
But that's wild that it added that much, huh?
Hey.
You added that much to history?
Well, you know, I just like to know my books.
I'm fucked. So, as you're poring over these different historical tomes, archives, scrolls, trying to dig into the historical makeup of this city's laws, you actually find that there have been a number of revisions of moments in history where the actual, almost like the constitution of this city, has been completely rewritten and changed due to different hands taking over and sort of making this their seat of power.
Mm.
The most prominent, obviously the entire city would know about the Tyrant's War, which ended quite some time ago. Since then, it's been the primary line of succession that you come to know as the current one, the current Primarch. But over that series of Primarchs, there have been different decrees, different rule changes. The main one that has stuck through all of that time since the end of the Tyrant's War is obviously the outlawing of any type of necromancy or revivification magic.
Revivification.
Yeah, if you could put in a note to have them change the name of that spell, I'd really appreciate it. So
listen, it sounded cool as hell.
It sounded like I tripped down the stairs. but any sort of like magic that brings people back from the dead or has you communicating with the dead or anything that pierces that veil has been outlawed since the ending of the Tyrant's War centuries ago. And
I mean, well, I would never, so.
Yes, obviously, as a cleric, you would never bring back anyone from the dead.
Oh.
Yeah.
I mean, I've never done it before.
Wink, because you're only level 3. As you investigate a little further into that line of lawmaking, you also found that two Primarchs ago, or Primarchs are the ruler of the city, essentially, mm-hmm. there was a restriction put on the trading and sale of diamonds as well. So in addition to the teaching of that necromantic magic being pulled back, the focus through which that spell is usually cast has also been restricted to try and fight the
interesting.
Yeah, I'm fucking you guys real bad on this one, so you better not die.
I'm just so interested in this as a concept. Mm. Does it make a note of, so obviously this restriction is happening.
Mm-hmm.
Does it make any note about if those are still coming into the city and who has them, or if the restriction is like, it's stopped at the gates?
Mm-hmm.
Who's rich? Who's hoarding all of these diamonds is the question that I'm asking.
You rolled a 17?
I don't want to steal them. I just want to know who's a dick. Yeah.
You rolled a 17. So yes. There, you're finding information and sort of piecing it together from different times of the history of the city. So that law is more recent than the information you find about diamond trading and mining and stuff like that. There is an aspect of the industrial ward, an area known as the quarry, that facilitates a lot of the receiving of precious minerals and resources from all over the world. One of the aspects of that is a diamond mine, you know, would probably still be in function. You okay. Do not know who currently owns it or where all of those diamonds seem to be going, but they are an element of the city's access to resources.
I'm just going to make a note of that. I have my journal open next to me that I keep notes in of anything that I find of importance, and I kind of give that a double underline. Where are they going?
You're already putting a corkboard together with like red lines?
Yeah, typically. I'm pulling out my spool of red string as we speak.
Perfect. That'll go well. But yeah.
We'll never make any powerful enemies this way.
I would never expect that from you.
Me?
Yeah,
specifically
you.
I've never made an enemy of somebody rich and exploiting power ever in D&D.
Not even in this city.
Not even in this city,
no,
specifically.
Definitely not.
This quarter of the city.
However, that does take probably the first few hours of the early morning for you. Of course, your face is not your own. So there are no questions as to why you are currently here. You've adopted the visage of somebody who is welcome in these parts, obviously.
I look like a very beautiful but very harried half-elven woman with this auburn hair spilling down her back.
Okay.
Student vibes. So busy.
Gotcha.
Don't bother me.
Couldn't possibly. You've got like a Starbucks coffee.
Exactly, like two or three.
Yeah. Okay. Now, after your morning purview of the different tomes in this part of the city, what would you like to do next?
I wrap everything up, sweep my way out of this hall of records that mm-hmm. I've been spending time in, and I scrounge up from hiding place. I know a lot of little nooks and crannies around the city, like places that have been abandoned or like service tunnels that are no longer active. Mm-hmm. And I use them to hide my larger weapons that I can't really keep on me while I am taking the face of somebody else. Mm-hmm. So I grab out my shield, I grab out my mace, and relax back into the form that is the most comfortable for me once I'm a safe distance away, and head into... I think I head down the city into... towards the Wallows.
The Wallows?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I'm not stopping there, though. But,
that's fair.
You know, that's the way we gotta go.
Does your character, I haven't said the name yet, does your character use the transit system of the city, or do they prefer to walk?
They have time, typically. Mm-hmm. They spend their days exactly how they want to, and they prefer to take in as much of the city as they can as they're traveling across it. They find that it's the best way to understand not just what the places that they go to are going through, but the places that they go through.
Okay. The journey through the city takes quite a long time. Again, you said you have time to spare. You do as you please. But you're going from one side of the city directly to its counterpart on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
So you are walking for a few hours as you make your way through the city, through the little alleyways and unseen quarters that you tend to scurry through, for lack of a better term. But you do eventually get there, probably in the earlier parts of the afternoon, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
The sun is just sort of reaching its peak and starting to crest down towards the Magewood. And it's about to disappear behind that canopy. Earlier in the afternoon, as you know, the Wallows gets dark about that time.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, man.
It's a very bad place. So,
rough place.
You do make it there, though. The muddied streets and the sort of busy street corners of different individuals trying to huck some sort of good or fleece the passing individual who doesn't know better. Something you're pretty familiar with.
And I join their ranks as a just little child. A little boy couldn't be more than 7. I quickly tuck away any clothing that is too large for a child of 7 to fit into,
mm-hmm.
and grab the edge of my shield and just start kind of like furtively taking it across the Wallows as if I am a child who has just made away with a particularly exciting find, just to make my way straight through.
Sounds good. The streets are quiet for this time of day. There's a lot of people you would presume trying to find work somewhere else in the city to make ends meet. The actual streets themselves are kind of barren. Not a lot of people going to and fro for whatever reason. But you can easily find your way around. Again, you've been here hundreds of times.
Mm-hmm.
Probably most of the time you spent around this area. So you know
Absolutely.
Your way around. Is there anything particular you wanted to go, or are you just looking around exploring?
I know where I'm going.
Okay.
I do have a question before I get there.
As I
am heading through this place, as you said, this is a place I'm very familiar with. Mm-hmm. Is there anyone that I recognize on the street that I've had my eye out for? I keep my eye out for people who seem to be having a worse than usual time. I try to keep tabs on them. Is there anyone who is, I know them and they seem to be having a hard time, or I know that they have been having a hard time, so I keep my eye out for them?
Go ahead and roll a, I would say perception or insight check.
Okay.
Whichever one of those you're looking for.
Sure.
Insight would be for somebody new. Perception would be for somebody you already know.
Yeah. Let's say... Oh, that's interesting. I was going to say perception because if I'm looking out for people I know, but am I looking for someone new?
It's up to you.
I think I've got novelty on the mind, you know? Okay. I'm trying to embark on a new experience soon, and so keeping my eyes out for the new.
Interesting.
That's a 15 for a 21.
21 insight?
Mm-hmm.
Wow. Okay.
Lyric.
You... you do... see a number of people across the city. Again, this place is nicknamed the Wallows because the people here don't like living here. So you've come to differentiate the general sort of not great day from somebody who's really just having it, you know, just having one of them. Those people are the ones you've learned to sort of pick out of this crowd. Mm-hmm. And there is somebody who is sort of stumbling around. You're not sure if it's some sort of illness until you get close enough to realize, oh, that's drinking. From the smell alone, not necessarily the movement. But you can see them just sort of like collapse on the side of the road. And just like a city, people walk right past without even noticing. But you do. Somebody who's just not cared for.
I drag my shield into a little alley corner.
Mm-hmm.
Where
little
I can
boy.
Still keep an eye on it so somebody doesn't take it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, little boy. And I kind of creep my way up towards this person.
Mm-hmm.
Not many people notice me either. You don't really want to bother... a kid when you have that's alone when you have issues of your own.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to, are they conscious when I approach them?
They are conscious, murmuring to themselves. You don't know if they're necessarily aware, but they are conscious.
Tilt my head a little. Don't get too close, maybe about 5 feet away.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, you all right?
At your sort of addressing them, this face turns to you and you can see what looked like a shorter human is actually a dwarven male who's got this wild, untamed, probably once braided but has since been sort of disheveled and left to the elements, this long beard, sort of thinning on the top. They've got that sort of cul-de-sac growing on the top of their head. They look to you and say,
are you talking to me, son?
Sort of looking around, you assume for any sort of like parents or guardian.
What do you want?
Well, I noticed that you kind of... I just noticed you were kind of... Walking?
At this point, this dwarven man is still, like, laying firmly on his stomach, just sort of, like, leaned back, looking at you,
uh-huh.
Resting one arm on the ground. He's like,
oh, right, hold on.
And as he sits onto his ass, just sort of reaches for a bottle that's rolled, mm-hmm. like, 2 feet away, kind of desperately reaching for it and grabs it, and fully empty, throws it into the alley, and you hear the shattering of glass behind you.
Oh.
I'm doing fine, kid.
Oh, it's gonna get dark soon.
It always does.
But,
always Mom, does, right after noon.
Right. I got a home. Do you got one?
I do fine.
Insight?
Go for it.
Yeah. How are you? I'm good.
You know. One of those things.
One of those things. That's a 13.
A 13. You get the sense that he's trying to not be too open or disheartening to a child, but you can probably sense this guy stays at some sort of shelter, or not necessarily a home, but he is partially taken care of by maybe somebody in the city who looks after individuals.
Okay.
Maybe he just is good at surviving on his own. Not 100% sure.
Sure. I stick out my tiny, grubby little hand that is covered in dirt, and I say, Thomas.
Sort of looks at his hand and wipes it on a shirt that might not make it cleaner, might make it dirtier. You're not sure?
Mm-hmm.
But grabs your hand and says, hey, Thomas. Devlin. Good to meet you. Well, I'm sorry. What exactly are you doing around these parts?
Lost my cat.
You lost your cat?
Uh-huh.
What do they look like?
He's little, and he's got a little stripe down his back.
Is this a skunk?
No, it's a cat.
Right. Does it smell kind of like me?
Yeah.
That's not a cat. Right, well...
It's my cat.
Sure. I can help you find him if you need. Don't think you should be wandering around this close to dark.
Oh, my mom knows where I am.
They might know where you are, but this place isn't for someone your age to be wandering around lonely.
Oh. Well, maybe my cat will just come back.
Does this have an oven? How many times has your cat just disappeared and come back?
Well, I've had a lot of cats.
Are they all different? Every time they go missing, they come back different?
Oh my god. Well, it's sometimes they don't come back, and then I find a new one.
I see. Right. Well, I will. Do you have a name for this cat? Making you work.
Stinky.
Stinky. That's a good name for a cat.
Yeah.
He sort of stands up at that. He has grown with age.
Uh-huh.
All right. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll keep my eyes open for Stinky. If I see them, I will point them in your direction, I suppose.
Thanks. Alright, I should get home, I guess, but... And can I look and see if there is anything, not something that's valuable to me, but something, anything that I could consider valuable on his person, or that a kid would consider valuable?
On his person?
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. That's a perception check. Give me one of those perceptiones. Yeah, like what's your passive insight? Let's get that going in this campaign.
Passive insight is 16.
That's pretty good. Do you want to use that, or do you want to try and roll?
Nah, let's do it. My passive perception's a 19.
What did I say? Passive insight?
Yeah.
Okay. I was asking for your passive perception. I just said the wrong 19. Thing. 19 is really good.
Mm-hmm.
So, as you're looking over this individual, you clock something that you would deem valuable. But it's hidden beneath a layer of dirt, grime, use also.
Mm-hmm.
You assume this person is probably, at this point, you would gain, they're surviving by living on the street.
Yeah.
As you find a ceremonial dagger sort of tucked into the back pocket of, or like across their back at this point.
I don't want that to be gone. Full disclosure, to give you an idea of what my
plan
is here. I'm not trying to steal. Okay. I'm trying to find something that I could arguably, as a kid, want to buy from him so I can give him gold.
Oh, I see. I got you. Yeah. Okay. I thought you were looking for something valuable to pickpocket off this home. Okay. It's a new character, everybody.
New character.
As you're looking over them with that in mind, you do also notice the dagger, probably from some service of either a sailor, soldier, guard. It's kind of hard to tell, but at once they were given something to celebrate their position and apparently have fallen since then. But what you would probably notice... There is a flask. I don't know if the kid wants the flask. I don't know.
I can do something for that. Okay. I've got something. Yeah.
Okay.
I think, yeah, he, yes. Thomas, in air quotes, says, I got to go find my cat, and then takes a once over of this guy, Devlin, and says, oh, what? Well,
oh, he's pouring out a flask and going to drink in it.
My mom's always wanted one of those. And I kind of like rustle around in my huge shirt. That's the only thing I'm wearing. And I pull out like 3 gold. And I'm like, is it? Can I have it?
Turns it upside down and just sort of like pours all of the stuff that's inside it onto the ground.
Yeah, that's actually, you know, he's got good guts.
Shakes it a little bit. And closes the stopper and hands it over. He says, that's quite the respectable gift.
Yeah, sorry, I don't have any more for it.
That's fine. And he smiles at you and says, you're Ma's lucky.
Yeah.
Oh. All right. Well, thanks. I hope you find Stinky.
Have a good day, Devlin.
You too. You just sort of like stroll away. He's just like, all right. Sleeping on a bed tonight.
Yay! I did my job.
We're doing it.
We're doing it, Peter. Is he staying, as he leaves, do I see the direction he's heading? Is he staying in the area of the Wallows? I just want to kind of keep tabs on where this guy spends his time so I can keep looking out for him in the future.
Sure. As you watch him sort of recount the gold over and over again, and he's almost like looking around doing math and almost finding like the best way to spend 3 gold that he can sort of get the most value out of. He probably does that for another half an hour until you see him venturing towards an inn where he can probably stay for the night.
Okay, good. I imagine that I know the person who runs the inn, so I can go and talk to them later.
Yeah, yeah. No worries.
Amazing. With my job officially done, I'll head back to the alley where I stashed my stuff. And make my way through the Wallows towards my old haunt.
Your old haunt. Ooh, interesting. So, you make your way towards, I assume, a small schoolhouse?
Oh, can go towards
Or are we going to a different place that's not that haunt? Because there's a few haunts. You haunt this place like crazy.
I was considering, I was like, oh, maybe, you know, I could go do more research, or I think actually...
I'm leaving this totally up to you. I just mentioned it because I wanted to make sure I know where you're going.
100%. I actually do think I would head towards the schoolhouse because I've put in... I have something to talk to her about. So,
okay.
Yeah.
So you head towards a familiar old schoolhouse, a very unassuming building to anyone who's been to any other district, but the people of this community know that this is the local school. It is very... well cared for, though it is not visibly well maintained, if that makes sense. But you do see a number of children like filing out, almost as if school has just released for the day, or maybe a late lunch. I'm not sure, maybe the lesson went a little over. But you do see children sort of filing out one after another.
Awesome. I kind of slip holding a large shield, but slip into the stream and then make my way upstream towards to get into the schoolhouse.
Okay. Easy enough. They're not like a flood of salmon. They're just very occasionally you'll see one run right behind another. But you can make your way inside. This schoolhouse is one room with a series of what were once church pews that have probably been confiscated from another building or an old temple that fell down nearby and repurposed for benches for students to sit on. The occasional chair filling in the aisles where they don't have any benches, but leading up to this singular, almost podium-like section of the room and a stand-up chalkboard that has been set there. You see a familiar individual, this large orcish woman, this sort of crazy curly hair sort of puffing out from this singular like headband that seems to be keeping it just up out of the way. These glasses that have sort of drifted down on the edge of their nose and simple robes. They try to make themselves look nice as they can for the people who come in to learn from them. But you just do see your old friend.
Hello, lady. Kind of like a shit-eating grin on my face.
Do they know this form, or is this a greeting?
I think so. I think this is like close to a kid that I used to pretend to be here.
Gotcha.
Yeah. But obviously that child is long since grown.
Yeah. That child would have been like 14.
Yeah.
Okay. As the half-orcish woman turns to look at you after dealing with one of the children who are asking them some question after class, they look surprised to see that face and go, "Ooh, excuse me, children, I will be right with you. What brings you here, Thomas?"
I kind of lean in really close. I was like, "What's a really good one? I'm surprised you remembered what one I took for that."
"Well, I've seen it a few times."
"Do you mind if I just pop into the back room real quick?"
Yes, you can wait over there. I'll be with you in a minute, Thomas. Thank you.
Thanks.
"You take care now, kids. Tell your parents I said hi."
And after a minute, they've sort of ushered everyone out and they meet you into the back room.
Yeah, I just pop into the supply room essentially to change back into myself.
Ooh, and as you do, what does our audience see?
You see not the form that you would expect of a changeling, but rather a comfortable altar. An ASMR that has purple skin, stands at about 5'6", and has shoulder-length gray hair and a spattering of white freckle. They have gray eyes that kind of almost exactly match their hair, and they are sparkling with a little bit of mischief as they duck out wearing pretty priestly robes, I would say.
Okay. Very good.
They put their shoes on now.
As Tiara walks into the room and greets you. Also, did you say your name?
Not yet.
Okay. I'll keep that a secret.
Might
as well say it now.
It's a secret. Not yet.
What? They walk into the room and say, "Ah, so nice to see you again, Evie."
"Good to see you. How's everything been going? How's teaching? How's living?"
"Rewarding at times, I can say the best. There are occasional weeks where I feel like no one's listening, and then there'll be that one little moment that makes it all worthwhile, I suppose."
"Can't be many of those moments now that I'm gone."
"Few and far between, I'm afraid." "Well, don't let me interrupt the moment we're having now. What brings you to me today?"
"Well, I just wanted to update you with some news about something that I was doing in my life that I wanted to let you know about, I guess."
"Oh, please. Anything you're doing is something I want to be informed about.
Great. And they reach into their bag and pull out... I have to ask you, Sean, are the applications for this kind of job, are they like on paper, or do you just like put your name up on a board and...
Like, no, there are actually like forms
that
need to be filled out and applied for.
Perfect. Then I pull out the forms, which are fully and perfectly filled out, and I just hand them over expectantly, and after a few moments I say, you are looking at, hopefully, the new perspective one of the guard.
As they inspect it while you're saying that, they say, a bastion.
Yeah.
Well, that's very big. Oh my.
I guess so.
Champions row.
Well, I don't really, I don't know if I would live there, but, you know.
But working there as a bastion is very good. I'm proud of you, Evie.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, this is marvelous. And they sort of like roll it up and give it back to you. This is marvelous news. What made you choose this direction for yourself?
Oh, well, I guess that's a good question to practice on in case they ask it to me.
I'm sorry, you don't have...
No, I definitely have reasons. It's just, you know, what's the right reason to say to them, you know?
They sort of give like a, oh, it's still Evie. I believe what they would like to see from you, any potential applicant, would be your own reason.
Well, I mean, I guess one of the reasons, a really, really big and important one, is that I've just been thinking a lot lately, and I've been studying a lot lately about what it means to do the right thing and do the wrong thing, and what everyone considers here to be those things. And I can sit in a room and study every law that this city has come out with, but I don't think that that's really the best. It doesn't really hold a candle to hands-on experience, right? I want to know why people do the things they do. I want to know why people choose their side, I guess.
Oh.
Is that a bad answer?
Not at all. Not at all. For me, I believe that's a wonderful answer. And what made it special is that you've chosen it yourself. I would want to caution you. And they sort of like attempt to grasp your hands.
Mm-hmm.
In like a caring
way. Yeah, absolutely. Give them over.
And they sort of pat them a few times. They would ask you to uphold their opinions in this position. I hope you can understand that.
I thought about it. I've done a lot of research, and a good amount, some, a few of their opinions are ones that I can definitely agree with.
Okay. Sort of like, yeah, there's a lot of their memories of you are sort of flooding back in this conversation after, like, you know, 2 or 3 weeks where you don't visit and you come back. It's like, right. Mm-hmm. Yep. Okay. We're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they sort of pat your hands and they say, hey, well, I will leave the decision up to you. I think this is a great thing for you to pursue if this is something you truly want.
I do want this. I am... I'm tired of looking at things from the outside. And I'm tired of only helping as much as someone like me can. And I think this is the best way to learn how to help more people. And if I disagree with them, if something comes up and I can definitively say that I have decided that that's wrong, then we'll take it from there, you know?
I think that's a wonderful idea. Oh, well, this is a big day. We should celebrate? Would you like to celebrate?
Sure. How?
I have a few teas and shortcakes if you'd like to join me.
Absolutely.
All right. And they spend the next few minutes brewing up some tea, getting out some treats, and you guys sit and catch up a little bit. Outside of this, or if you want to talk about this, they'll talk about that gladly. Mm-hmm. But you spend a lovely evening with your friend, sharing the good news.
Hooray.
Is there anything else you'd like to do here, or?
I think I ask my kind of routine questions that I always ask when I come around, which is there anyone that you've noticed that needs a little extra help? How are you doing kind of thing? Those caring but slightly invasive at times questions that...
Right. Yeah. They don't really bat an eyelash at how invasive they are. Or not evasive, invasive. They're fine. They tell you how they're doing. Seems like they're doing better than most. They do mention a few of the parents who you already keep tabs on from here. You know a few of them, where they live. Little side missions that have occasionally you wander by their house, see how they're doing. If they're doing okay, you move right along. They seem to all be doing fine as far as they're aware. As far as they know, people are generally doing okay right now, which is always nice to hear.
That's great to hear. Mm-hmm. I love it. As I round that out, I think the last things to do for me are to drop off my application and, depending on what happens with that, go home, quote unquote.
Okay. All right, as you go towards the nearby Bastion's station, you don't have to go all the way to Champions Road just to drop off the application. Mm-hmm. It's easy enough to find. It's slightly undermanned. There's an emptiness to it that is almost evident from the outside. This station doesn't seem to have the number of personnel you would expect a building this size to have. But they welcome you in. Are you just dropping it off and heading out?
Yeah, I just say, hello, I am submitting an application to be a part of the Bastion.
Oh, you'd like to be a Bastion? Oh, well, that's wonderful. We would love to have Champions Row, huh? No, that's fine. That's fine. We'll get this right over to them. And sort of roll it up.
So and it's just like the guilt is like immediately activated for Evie too. Should I? I'm sure that I can do two sectors.
No, you wouldn't ask that of you. Besides, you
could.
Could we?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
All right. And they pull out another application that's completely blank, but it has like their district information on it, and they slide it across the counter from you.
I spent an appropriate amount of time also applying for this sector.
This is great. Two jobs.
Two jobs!
Okay. As you are easy enough to fill out the same information you have on the other form for this one.
It's all in here.
Where do you put down your address, might I ask?
Oh. Oh no, you have to have a home address?
How are you going
to
get a reply?
Shit. I'll put down the schoolhouse.
Okay. It's a great choice. All right. After a certain amount of time there, you fill out the application, submit it, and they gladly accept it. They're very happy to receive this application, and you see them put it inside one of those like received trays that is completely empty. And they just sort of look at it and go, We'll see you soon, I hope.
See you soon. Yeah.
Yes.
Great.
Of course.
Okay, bye.
Bye. You apply for a job that no one else wants.
I'd love that job, legitimately.
You say that now. Okay. So, now you are heading home, I believe you said was the next stop?
Yeah.
And where does home exist for you?
I have to slip back into my little child
don't say that.
Disguise okay. to... That's a child disguise, Sean. to make my way through the wallows to the edge of a dark, foreboding forest that rises up the Magewood.
The Magewood. Yes. All right. As you... As you enter in the Magewood, approaching it at this time of day, there is already this looming darkness that begins to cover the wallows. About probably 100, 200 feet away from the edge of it proper. The ground becomes muddier and muddier as you begin to approach, and eventually you are standing under the boughs of trees that are thousands of feet tall. Some of them peeking over the tops of the nearby mountains, disappearing partially into the clouds. The sight of this forest is never, it never fails to make you feel small, no matter what shape you take. However, you are more apt to travel it than most, as you've been here before.
Absolutely. I still remember the first time that I came in here absolutely terrified. Mm-hmm. Like the rest of people who might accidentally find their way here. But mm-hmm. I don't feel any of that terror now as I look out for whatever markers I have made to lead my way back to my little home.
Very good. Slowly but surely, you've grown accustomed to the way this forest tends to play with people who travel through it. The markers are set up in a way that it's difficult for them to shift on you. It's difficult for the terrain to confuse you. The landmarks are not a part of it because they are just as untrustworthy as everything else here. But eventually you do find your path through to your camp. Your tent is still set up. There is still some, you know, glimmering arcane light. Not fire, obviously. There's, everything is exactly where you left it.
Amazing. I go to my little table where I've set up a makeshift desk, and I store away my notes for the evening in the chest that I have there. Mm-hmm. And it's been a big day. I think I should probably get my sleep. It's not time for any wilderness exploration tonight.
Okay.
But
interesting. As
God,
you
I love it here.
As you sit, putting your stuff away and getting ready for the end of your day, you know for a fact it's probably still around like 7-8 o'clock. So the like the last little bits of sunset should be pretty clear from most parts of the city. It does seem like night here already, so it's that sort of weird feeling of I shouldn't be tired, but I am, because it's dark here. I draw the curtains, I fall asleep.
Helpful to get an early start.
Pretty much.
Oh, it's so dark.
Basically, the entire canopy is a blackout curtain. But yeah, you are easily able to find sleep. I'm not sure if this is the decision you should make, but do the night's sounds comfort you? Do they intrigue you, or do they scare you?
I think the sounds that are familiar have become something like counting sheep. in that I look out for them and try to identify them until I am so drowsy that I fall off into
lumber.
But the new ones, I wouldn't say that they frighten me, but if I were to hear a new sound, both for my own intrigue and my own safety, I would probably get up and investigate it.
Okay. I will say with your passive perception, as you're drifting off to sleep, because that's what we'll use for sleeping, there isn't any real new sound. There are always sounds that shift or adjust how you hear them. But after hearing them once or twice, you're able to say, oh no, I have heard that before. That's this thing, I believe. And you do that as sort of like the sheep jump the fence for other people. You piece noises together with information you have to slowly drift your way off to sleep. Until
I'm
eventually.
Normal.
You're a totally cool dude. You drift off to sleep. You have a normal night's sleep. I'm not going to tell you how you sleep, but it is normal. And
so normal.
You awake in the morning. Now, I will say, if you are waiting for a response, it won't come right away. Is there anything you'd like to do in the meantime while you're waiting for the response from the Bastions?
Ooh, I mean,
it can be general.
I've got to continue my research project, which is essentially just cataloging as much of this place as I can and taking notes on all of the flora, fauna, creatures that are not trying to eat me when I encounter them. You know?
Interesting. Which is so few.
So few.
All right. If you'd like to spend some... I know you come in here occasionally for like expeditions almost.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is that currently what you are doing over the next few days?
Absolutely. And there is a point where I will pause in this expedition to make sure that I go and visit my one of the churches that is to my gods so that I can, you know, do my due diligence. Yes.
Okay. Exploring a bit of the Magewood for a while, you find a number of familiar things. The location you find them in is different. It's shifted. And I think you're almost at the forefront of exploring this place, just based on your amount of time living here and trying to exist in this strange wilderness. I feel like you would be designing a map that is able to track the way this terrain shifts itself, if that makes sense.
Oh, yeah.
Almost like a puzzle that you're able to shift and reform based on what you find around your camp that morning. Just about, you know, the area you've explored so far, but you're able to have an idea of how things change, which helps a lot in exploring it. But yeah, you find a number of familiar things, these large sort of prismatic bushes that are like five large petals, about the size of a horse, each one of these petals. And the color, you know, because you've experienced it once before, sort of affects your mind. And if you're left to linger there, it will attempt to draw you in and close on you.
Munch, munch.
Yes, 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 munch, munch. Very close.
I give them a respectful nod.
There is a good amount of them around. There are also a number of small animal, like normal animal sounds, and those are probably the scariest that you know to look out for. Anything that sounds normal is probably scarier than anything that sounds strange or exotic, because you know that those are things that have mimicked the real world, the normal natural world, and attempt to use that to lure things closer to them.
If you're far away from those.
Yeah. But yeah, you explore for a little bit. You don't find any new earth-breaking discoveries, at least not to you. Probably to most people in the city, but not to you.
It's all just still so interesting,
It's all
Sean.
Just so interesting.
Even if I've seen it a million times before.
Stop it. Flattery will get you everywhere. But yeah, you eventually reach the part of the river that turns into these sort of harsh rapids. And that's your cue to sort of turn back usually when you hit there.
Absolutely. This is... Is this the spot where there is something across the river that I don't normally find much interest in?
There are multiple things that I can be referring to. There's been something you've been warned about, which is further downriver and on the other side. That's something you are very clear to stay away from. There's also something sort of up to the northwest that you've heard rumors about. That is a bit further away. That's probably like a hike for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, you know about both of those things.
Please, I'm trying to be safe. Okay. I'm trying to, you know. I've got an application
You've
in,
got two
and if
jobs.
I'm late, then I might be late to both jobs.
You might be late in the
so
sense
that,
it's your funeral.
That I die.
Yeah.
That would be so embarrassing.
The late Evie.
Yes. So I will take notes. I think even if things are unchanged or if I don't discover anything new, that is something that I still log down as in like keeping a record of how things change or stay the same. So
yes.
I'll make sure that all of that is recorded and eventually make my way back into the city.
Okay. I will say that probably would have taken like one of your days in here.
Mm-hmm.
So a day would have gone by out in the city. Unless you wanted to take more time to do that in here.
I think that's perfectly acceptable.
Okay. Heading back into the city. Anywhere specific?
I need to go and find myself a Church of Tal'kir, I think.
All right.
It's always important to share knowledge. So.
Fair enough. Are you looking for a more practical temple? As in like a archive or some sort of codex location? Or are you looking for a temple to pray at and practice?
I think something more practical. I do pray, but I think I'm the type of person who multitasks, you know?
Okay.
Like, I consider praying during putting in information just, you know, the height of worship.
Hey, people worship in different ways everywhere. So, totally valid. I will say you're able to find a number of smaller locations in the Wallows, but if you wanted to venture out of that district towards one of the other parts of the city, you could find some place out there.
Absolutely. Does the rector that I am friendly with have a specific place that he likes to spend his time?
Yes. That would have been near where you were in the Capital Quarter.
Oh, that's far away.
It is.
I will use some of my hard-earned small amount of money to use the public transit system.
My small fortune, canon.
My small fortune.
Okay.
Seven gold.
Okay. So what would have been a few hour hike through the city turns into a 20-minute tram ride as you climb towards one of the, we'll say, slightly less well-kept stations in the Wallows, and a small stone room almost with windows just slides into the station, stops, and a number of people loaded to this cart, and just as fast as it showed up, it begins to move. After you've paid your fee, of course. I've got your money.
No!
It's mine now. But it does take you across the city towards the Capital Quarter on these sort of like monorail trails that are built above most of the city structures. In certain aspects of the city, they're built like alongside, if not under, these taller buildings. But in the Wallows, they pretty much stand up above the buildings. but you make your way over to the Capitol Quarter.
Amazing. And I'll just make my way towards where he spends his time, hopefully in some kind of archive or library, but if not, I'll make my way to a
fingers crossed
place of worship, traditionally.
Yeah, he does often work with, as you know, he works with, like, youth and the richer people's, more powerful people's children, mm-hmm. hoping to teach them lessons that they otherwise wouldn't learn at home, probably. And he has often found reading publicly to these children outside of the temple, which does have a large, vast collection of information, tomes, ledgers, anything like that you can find inside.
Awesome. Yeah, I'll make my way in and keep my eagle eye out for Dominic.
As you enter into this sort of very grand temple, almost too gaudy for what you assume your practice to be. It's very ostentatious for somebody who is just about trading information, opening channels for learning, stuff like that. It does seem to be too much in some aspects, but that's just what this part of the city looks like. And as you walk inside, you see walls covered in books, like Beauty and the Beast almost. The large sort of ladders just sort of crawling up the wall where they can just be slid across. A few books just sort of putting themselves away, because that's also cool in magic.
Very cool in magic.
And one of the individuals you see sort of wheeling these books around and putting them back in is your friend, Dominic.
Raise up a hand, taking an appreciative sniff of all the books.
It's a good whiff. It's a good whiff of an old book. As you walk in, he sort of... Are you disguised?
Oh, good question. I think the Capitol Quarter makes me nervous sometimes.
It should.
And yeah. But it wouldn't make sense for my normal altar to be spending time in a place like this. So I think I have adopted the form of... honestly, like someone who is like traveling to Abaddon to see the places of Tal'kir. So a shabby looking traveler, probably human.
Okay. Are they familiar with disguise?
I think so.
Okay. Then they would do like a double take. And just before somebody else comes over to help you, they say, "Oh, no, I was expecting this one. Please excuse me." And they sort of like interrupt.
Yeah.
"Please, we were expecting you right this way."
Of course.
So taken aback for a second by the voice. Thank you. Your friend Dominic, the sort of, well, more well-kept than the dwarf you met yesterday. These younger than most dwarves in the city. Lithe sort of features, not as stocky and wide set, more refined and a little bit slimmer. Mm-hmm. Very, very ostentatious robes. Not his call. You know he doesn't love them, but they are the position he has, so he has to wear them. But he sort of leads you over towards a smaller alcove once he recognizes who you are. Is, "Yes, we were just talking about getting you those books." Evie, what are you doing there?
You're a bad liar.
I'm a priest.
Well, I mean, there are moral lies, right? Like things that you do to save somebody's life or... Anyway, sorry.
This isn't my specialty. I'm not a professional liar. I'm a holy man. I'm sorry.
Neither am I.
Well, you've... Could have fooled me.
Well, that... It wasn't the point to fool you, but, you know.
You could have, that's all I'm saying. What are you doing here? What can I do for you, friend?
Oh, you know, the usual. I have some information that I have gotten in the last couple of days, and I'm here to put off.
Oh, you mean the this expedition you keep mentioning?
Right. I've got a couple of notebooks of research if you're willing to enter them under anonymous. So.
Do they look kind of a bit shabby?
Why?
I'm just saying we could enter them under, like, recovered text rather than, like, you know.
Oh. Equivalence takes out one of the books and just, like, puts it on the ground and just starts, like, bumping it with their warhammer.
Okay.
The outside is not going to suffer.
Oh, God.
And she's like, king, king.
Hey, everyone.
On the church
floor.
It's
on floor. The leather.
It's a church.
It's the loudest thing in the world.
It's not super noisy, but it is sort of like, you know, just shocking that that's the first idea you came up with.
It is strange, yeah.
Okay.
Recently weathered.
Recently weathered. I'll come up with something. I'll use the same name you gave me the last time. You're being safe out there, right? Yeah, the Magewood is not the place to just sort of, like, stroll.
Oh, I mean, I don't usually stroll. But...
He holds up, like, three notebooks.
I'm being safe. I'm being safe enough.
Okay. It's your business. I'll leave you to it. But I appreciate the information. I'm sure a lot of people will. So thank you.
Of course.
Is something else?
Just, you know, you've been so helpful over the last years.
Thank you.
Yeah. You know, introducing me to makes a gesture, all this, showing me a path towards what is right and wrong. And I guess I wanted to get your opinion on something.
Uh-oh.
Well,
this isn't going to be like last time where I had to talk you off of something crazy, right?
Well, I don't know until you tell me, so I never think that it's crazy, and that's why I come to you.
Okay, please. He sort of like gestures towards one of these small little seating alcoves where people can sit and read in like this beautiful natural light. Please.
Takes a seat. Where in the more code of right and wrong and what you believe to be, do you fit the bastions?
Interesting question. The bastions are a very important part of the city's infrastructure. They're peacekeeping. They help maintain order in the rules and make sure that those who do wrong are brought to justice. Mm-hmm. So, in the grand scheme of things, they are essentially an extension of the city's laws.
Right.
So they would share the moral code of the city's rules.
Laws.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I have put that much together so far.
Okay. Why are you asking me about the peacekeepers of the city?
If I were to be considering as a research expedition of sorts, joining the Bastions for a time, that wouldn't kick me out of the church or anything, right?
Not at all. This is a wonderful development. You want to be a bastion of the city?
Oh my god, everyone keeps... Yeah!
This is a fine course of action if you want to take it.
Okay. Right. Good.
Oh.
What?
Are you doing this because you find it fulfilling, or are you doing this to understand?
Gives a little bit of a face that means that he already knows the answer to that question.
Oh, that is a bit more difficult to place.
Why?
I think this is a great decision, and I think this could help you discover. You've been struggling for a long time with this whole yes, no, good, bad, right, wrong. You always check in with other people, though. You always check in with other people.
Oh, I want to know what everyone thinks.
That's not how this works, though, for the most part. Moral codes are often built by society, but if you don't agree with it...
Well, that's the thing.
That is the thing, yes.
I spent so much time thinking things were one way. And I was so convinced. I don't even think that convinced is the right word. You breathe air, you know?
Yes.
So if that was wrong, then who's to say that the city's right? Who's to say that I'm right or you're right? I have to find that out.
Then that is something you should do.
Okay. Good.
If you have any questions, obviously, I'm still here. I'm still a resource for you to use.
Yeah, if I were to conceptually have stolen, like, from the bank here, is that a problem?
He sort of gets, like, real close and just covers his mouth like,
did you steal from the bank?
No.
God damn it, Evie! His voice just sort of echoes out uncontrollably. He's just like,
every time! Why? Why do you do this to me? Do you want me here to help you?
I do.
Then try not to kill me.
You remember when I asked that question.
Every time you visit, right? A heart attack I get. Oh, okay.
I mean, it's just fun. Because I really did appreciate it the first couple of times told me, and I needed to know that. So it's just like remembering the good times.
No, you will make a good Bastion, I think.
Thanks. Well, they have to tell me that I can get in. So you know, between the Wallows and the Champions Row, I think I'm set.
You didn't apply to the Wallows, did you?
Yeah. Well, they looked really sad when I was just applying to the Champions Row, so...
I mean, there's a reason. The Wallows has the highest crime rate in the city. Of course they're going to be miserable.
I mean, there's not a lot of people there to help, so...
Yeah.
You're getting that face.
I'm just worried that you've signed up for two things you don't know if you can handle.
I have signed up for two things. I don't even know if I'm going to get both of them. Or one of them.
And if you get both?
I guess I will not be able to research in the woods as much as I did before.
You're going to do both jobs if you get both.
Yes?
Let me ask you this. If you are going to serve the people of this city, do you think you could do it effectively if you worked two different positions?
You know how you've kind of shown me the ropes of magic and I've had it granted by Tal'Kyr and things like that?
Yes. Yes. It's not magic, it is your faith.
Right. My faith.
Yes.
That sounded like I didn't believe it. That's not the truth. You know I love Tal'Kyr.
I'm used to it.
There's probably magic that makes it so that I don't have to sleep, right?
No.
No?
I don't think so.
There's no, like, strength of my faith that I can, like, go and pray to Tal'Kyr, and then Tal'Kyr says, well done, my good and faithful servant. Full night's rest for life.
No, that's honestly crazy, and why would you want that? Sleep is, like, the best thing we do.
It is really good,
yes.
But you are asking how I could do two jobs, and I'm just trying to extrapolate to the way that I could do that.
If you find a way to go through the night without sleep, I'm sure you could make a fortune. But until that happens, you see my point. You're going to be running on limited time and attention.
I take your point.
Just think it over.
Right.
Well, is there anything else I can help you with? Other than breaking into a bank?
You know, sometimes you wonder if you can go for the record. But
right, listen, I haven't...
No.
I haven't planned it out, but you know, everyone has a daydream.
Everyone thinks about it.
At least once.
At least once.
Yeah.
So?
Let me know if you do it. That's all I'm saying.
I gotta wrestle the robes a little bit, and with a little bit of a knowing look, and I just go, so impressive how you can stay up here.
Somebody has to teach these people how to act.
True. Once I get a handle on how to act, maybe I'll join you.
There are far worse people than you on the grasp of morality. Trust me.
That is the one thing that I've been definitely sure of.
I would rather them not grasp the concept than have it grasped so firmly in the wrong direction.
Right. Well, you let me know if you need anything, right?
Of course, as long as you do the same.
Yeah. I go in for a hug.
Oh, he gives it to you.
Yeah. Awesome.
All right, he'll lead you out and make some... his grand gesture that you know is a lie, but everyone else isn't paying attention enough to care.
I echo it back perfectly.
Oh, of course.
Uncannily perfectly.
It's been rehearsed, I guess, over
yeah.
years. Okay. And you are let back out into the city. Now, at this point, we're going to fast forward a few days of you checking
Absolutely.
In at the schoolhouse every now and then until one day where you do receive two letters.
Oh, no!
One of them is for the Wallows, and the other one is for Champion's Row.
Well, one of them could be a rejection, so...
One of them could be a rejection. The letter you open for Champion's Row is a very curt, short letter saying, you have been accepted. You have been accepted to apply, and your initial test is at the Lucky Hare Tavern 3 days from today at midday.
Wow. Yeah. Really glad I was checking every day, imagine.
Yeah,
if I waited
been
a week.
Fucked up if I had pulled that shit. Like, oh, it's tomorrow at noon.
It's right now.
Yeah,
also, you're not wearing
ago.
Any clothes.
Oh, my teeth fell out. The other one is a very lengthy letter thanking you for your application to the Wallows Bastion. They would be happy to have you in their ranks. They do also, like, afterwards mention, there is a small entry exam that you need to take, but don't worry, it's not that difficult.
Oh boy. I think I feel the beginning of a like stress headache right at my temple.
It's called an aneurysm.
Fine. That's fine. And I fold them both up very carefully.
Okay. And those decisions will be made in the future. But for now, we are going to leave Evie's story there and see what happens later.
Hell yeah.
Maybe I'll die.